Okay, I skipped a couple, since this is the last year, I skipped a couple of topics to do just one more meaty sugya, and then we will and then we'll call it, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up after the summer with probably before Yantav. I'm not sure if we're going to start the Masechta before Yantav. We'll be learning Maseches Kiddushin, the second parak, Hayesh Mekadesh, and we'll see when we'll start. Okay, but we're going to start with the Gemara on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, which is the third page in your packet. In the Gemara packet, and we still the last time we met last week was Shavuos, and 2 weeks ago I was away. So about 3 weeks ago we discussed the sugya of Binyan Bekalim. Ain Binyan Bekalim, Yesh Binyan Bekalim, discussing Rashi and Tosfos. And so right after that sugya comes a Mishnah and a Gemara. So let's read this Mishnah and a few lines of the Gemara. Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. You know what? We don't even have to read the Mishnah. Let's just go to Tanur Rabbanan in the two dots, right in the middle of the Yom. It says third line in the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan. Hatolesh ulshin v'hamizari zradim. If somebody is tolesh, uproots endives or some types of vegetables, imla achila, if you picked it up to eat kegrogeris, then the size that you're going to be chayav for is a grogeris, is a dried fig. Imla behema kemale piagdi. If you gathered it to give to your animals, then the shear is the enough to fill the mouth of a goat. Imla hesik de lavasho beitzakala. If it's to heat your house with, then you go by that shear. Enough to cook an egg, the enough firewood that you need to cook the egg. Imli yafos esakarka kol shehen. But if you did it to improve the ground, so then it's a kol shehu, right? Because that's zoreya or choresh, one of the two. They're both improving the ground. So therefore, let's assume it's choresh, because zoreya is usually improving a plant. Choresh is any improvement to the ground. So the if you did it for that, so then kol shehen. So Gemara asks, atu kuhu lo liyapos is a karkaninu? Aren't they all improvements of the ground? So what do you mean? Who cares what your kavana is, and which would you allow you to have a larger shear? All of them are liyapos is a karka. So Rabbi Rav Yossi, Damer Travayu, two answers to the Gemara. Rabbi Rav Yossi, Damer Travayu, first answer, Ba'agam Shanu, no, we're talking about a swampy area. Swampy area, so then, if your kavana is not to, you know, to better the ground, then it's not going to better the ground. It's all muck anyway. Abaya Amar, no. Afilu Temu Basada Delav Agam. Even if it's a sada, even if it's a field. Ukegon Delo Kamachave. But you didn't have kavana to better the field. Therefore, you go by the larger shear. Therefore, you go by whether it's choresh or whether it's a ma'amir gathering for the animal, etc. Asks the Gemara the simple question: Davar sheinu miskaven. V'habayi v'rav madavi shavayim. Modi rav shemim v'psek reisha v'lo yamus. This isn't a davar sheinu. What's davar sheinu miskaven? We know if you do act A, which might or might not cause act B, that's a davar sheinu miskaven, and that's what we pass with the mutter. But in a case where act A will vada cause act B, then even if I don't have kavana for act B, act A is still other. It's chayiv d'oraisos. This case here, of course, is if it's improving the field, what difference does it make that you don't have kavana to improve the field? The answer is the Gemara, lo tzricha de ka'ovid ba'ara de chavre. No problem, you're in your friend's field. You're doing it in your friend's field, no problem. So how does that, well, it's, okay, gazel. That's one issue. The Gemara is not. Let's assume that the person is mochal on the mamonis. But it's in the friend's field. Therefore, it's not a psik resha. It's not a psik resha that you're chayiv for improving the field. So let me ask you, why isn't? How does that help? That if it's your friend's field, you know. So I'm weeding your field. That doesn't improve your field. Oh, so what is it? So what is it? What term would you use? Yeah. Oh, it's a psik resha or lo nichale or lo ichlas lei. One of those two, which we discussed the difference in the past. But it somehow is a psik resha that you do not derive direct benefit from, and therefore it's not what. And therefore it's not a psik resha that you derive direct benefit from. So therefore, it's not, it's mutter, it's aser, it's chayiv. How do you read this Gemara? Mike, what's the pashas of the Gemara? What? The pashas is, you would say, you're not chayiv midoraisa. Well, again, the Gemara says, you're in your friend's field, so don't worry about psikreishas, psikreishas to lo nichalei. So says the Gemara, don't worry, you're in your friend's field. You're in your friend's field, so how does that help? So, you're not chayiv midoraisa, that's for sure. But how far is the Gemara taking this? So this is the machlokas. This is the Gemara. We've referred to this a little bit in the past, but this is the source for the Aruch versus the other Rishonim. If you look at the The beginning of Tosvos, Otsricha, the beginning of the big Tosvos, we're on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, which is the third page of your Gemara packets. The Gemara just said that if you pick something up in your friend's field, that's not going to be a problem on Shabbos. So what do you mean it's not going to be a problem? So the Pirish Ba'aruch, one of the early we shown him in Tosas Lo, the Psikoreshet Zelo Nichale, if you go into Avid Ba'aruch Zachavre, if you do it in your friend's field, if you go into Ba'acher She'ena Ohavo, or you do it in, you know, for somebody who you don't love, Vahakoti, right, if it's your best friend, then it is Nichalei, right, because you want to do something for your best friend. So obviously when it says your friend's field, it's not somebody you hate, because you're not going to do it, it's not somebody you love, it's an acquaintance, somebody that you know. This is the shita of the Aruch. That psikresha delo nichale or delo ichvasle. If it's a psikresha, again, act A, which vadai will cause act B, but you don't want the result to happen, or even you don't care if the result happens, that is the shita of the Aruch, that's mutter. His raya is this Gemara. Because it says, you're in your friend's field. When your friend's field, it makes it mutter? Yes, it makes it mutter, says the Aruch. Psikresha delo nichale is mutter. And then Vihita Rebbe Chavish Bakuba Pishon Lasher Bakak, Philip Shaqwen Yayin Bashabis, he even quotes a story that Rebbe, now this is a Rebbe from the Mishnayis, it's a Rav in the time of the Aruch. Rebbe allowed somebody to take a shmata out of a hole of a barrel on Shabbos, even though there's going to be wine pouring out, that's schita. Avavishi Epsha Shalom Yitzchok, Kishmeser Pekach, of course it's going to be soche. Vavitzik Resha, why? Kivan de Inonan of Schita Zoshayan of Alarez Mutter. Because the wine's going to fall to the grounds. It's Lo Nichalei. And therefore it is 100% Mutter. This is the Shita of the Aruch. Vitzik Resha Lo Nichalei is Mutter. This is one of his big rites. 100% Mutter. Tosa says, right away, the Eno Nira. Tosa says, I don't know what the Aruch is talking about. Psikresha delo nichalei is not mutter. This Gemara doesn't say that psikresha delo nichalei is mutter. All this Gemara says is that psikresha delo nichalei is not chayiv daraisa. That's all the Gemara says. The Gemara had a whole list of things that you're chayiv daraisa for different shiurim. So it says, it's in your friend's field. Therefore, it's not going to be psikresha that you're chayiv for. But it still also means Rabbanan. It still also means Rabbanan. And that's what Rov Rishonim say. What are you talking about? How can it be Mutter? And Tosas quotes a couple of rayas. They don't near it. The Hamath is Mursa. Lahotim menu lecha. It's you pop a pimple to get out the pus. Haya asur ilah mishim sar de gufa. Ava bishinon in a klaba binyan hapesach. Popping a pimple, you're building an opening, which is boneh. And the Gemara says that's only mutter because it's sarah degufa, because you have pain and you're allowed to. It's an issa drabanan, and therefore, if you're sarah degufa, you're allowed to do it. What do you mean sarah degufa? It's mutter according to you, Aruch. It's a psikresha lo nichale. You don't want this opening. You just want the pain to stop. So, therefore, says Tosfos, and Tosfos quotes other rayas as well. Continues again. We're not going to go through all of these because we've discussed these in the past. All the other discussions of Sikresha, Tosa says it is not a raya, and really Sikresha Lanichale is us. Fine. Yeah. The Gemara says in your friend's field, and therefore if it's in your friend's field, that's why it's mutter for the liapos and sakarka aspect. You care about the other shiurim because those malachos, you're doing it for your animal. You're doing it for your firewood. You're benefiting for it. You're benefiting of it. Okay. Tonight's shiur, we're going to vote. Yeah. There is kavanah what you want to.
Someone takes a hole because they want to constructively do something towards planting. That would be flourish.
Okay, but that's. Right, well, that's the Gemara said. It depends on why you're taking it. The question of the Gemara was who cares why you're taking it? You're still bettering the field by removing this and making it more fertile.
Right, but even the flourish itself, by itself, has to have some level of kavanah for it to be a.
Okay, but what do you mean? We have the concept of psikresha. Maybe you don't need any kavana. If you did this in your own field, you wouldn't need any kavana for the charisha. It's better in your field. You don't need any kavana, psikresha. You don't need any kavana for choresh. Okay, unless I must be missing something. Okay, so what we're going to talk about tonight, this is the sheet of the Aruch. The Aruch has a couple of very strong rayos to his own sheath, that's the Gresh Alonichal his mother, which the other Rishonim have to deal with. We're going to measure two or three of them, but we're going to deal with one of them, one of the more difficult ones, and we're going to look at some of the various approaches, we're going to throw it out to the floor, to figure out how else we can interpret this Raya. Because we don't, most Rishonim don't hold Sikresh Lonichalei's mother. Most hold the Tazim Midrabanan. So how do you interpret certain cases? So just to mention two or three of them, and then we're going to focus on Packet 28, the Mishnah in Kilayim, which is one of his very, very strong rites. But first, just to mention two or three others. Says the, look at Tosas. Tosas quotes it. So the Tosas that we were just in. There's a Gemara in Sukkah, for example. The Gemara says, if you look at two-thirds of the way down at Tosas, Tosas says, Uperak Lulav HaGazel, see what the, it says in Sukkah in parentheses, Gabi Eima Ma'atin B'yantif. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah there, if you have a Hadas, which has berries on it, and leaves, the Mishnah says, if there are more berries than leaves, it's a Pasal Hadas. So you have to take the berries off, then you can make it a kosher Hadas. But you're supposed to take the berries off before Yantif. So what happens if you didn't, and you took the berries off on Yantif? So you're not supposed to. So the Gemara says, "Ein mamatin biyantif." Mishumar belazer Reb Shimon Amar mamatin. It's okay. You could be mamat. You could take the berries off on yantif. Ah, the Gemara says, "Uparach ha'akam mesakein mano." Aren't you being mesakein? Any type of tikkun you're not allowed to do, even a halachic tikkun. You can't be get tovel something on Shabbos or yantif because that's being mesakein it, making it good for use. I'm sorry. Either makapathish or bona. It's a discussion. One of those two, makapathish or bona. So umishani, what does the Gemara there answer? How can you say it's mutter? Umishani going to lichtum la'achila, no problem. You're taking off the berries to eat. You don't have kavana to make it a hadas. You have kavana to eat the berries. Oh, lo and behold, you know, after you took off the berries, now there are more leaves, and it's a kosher hadas. The davishim is kavin mutter. Then the Gemara says, I uparach ha'abay v'rav davishim I mother v'shim v'sikresha v'lo yamos v'sikresha. What do you mean davishim is kavin? Heck, they might cause that to me. No, it's vadai. So Gemara answers the Mishani, Lutzricha de Islay Hoshana Achrisi. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. No problem in this case. You know why it's okay? Because you have another Hadas. You have another Hadas. You don't need this one. So that's why it's okay to be Mimayat on Yantif. That's the Gemara. How does that help? How did that answer the Psigresha Gemara question? Isn't it Psigresha? No problem. You have another Hadas. Says the Aruch. Lo nichalei, or lo ichbaslei. The Aruch is not mechalik. Aruch says, once you have another hadas, lo ichbaslei mutter. That's it. That's a very strong raya to the Aruch. We're not discussing that one tonight in depth, but that is also a strong, the Aruch has a couple of strong rayas. We, again, most we've shown him reinterpret all his gemaras. Like anybody remember, we discussed this a little bit in the past. How else could you interpret that gemara? Yep, sorry. Yeah. If you hold it, usher. If you hold l'nichalei like most Rishonim, that it's aser, maybe you shouldn't be able to use that hadas. That's we probably wouldn't say that because there's a concept called Maisa Shabbos, which means once a malacha was done on Shabbos, you can't benefit from it. But usually only applies to Isurei Daraisa. This is probably an Issa D'Rabbanan. So it's not really a Maisa Shabbos by is an Issa D'Rabbanan unless it's specifically stated by the Shulchan Aruch. But by this Issa D'Rabbanan, you have to be worried. But again, if a non-Jew, you know, or if a Jew does malacha for me, or even a non-Jew sometimes does malacha for me on Shabbos, many times I'm not allowed to benefit from it till after Shabbos. But this was one raya. So Aruch says, you know, if you're allowed to be mistaki in the hadas if you have another one. So how do you get out of that raya? There's one possibility. How do you get out of? By Malacha Shenis Tricha. Oh, I'm sorry? That Sikresha doesn't apply by Mayaka Bepatish. Or, in other words, based on a Rashi there in Sukkah. Rashi there in Sukkah says, for Tikkun Mana, you require Kavana. There's no concept of Sikresha, which I think must be the. Okay. But it's a Rashi. The Rashi there says that maybe that case is unique, that Tikkun Mana doesn't have Sikresha. Okay, maybe the Tosas there says L'shem Mitzvah is different. In Achinami, Tosas there says that. So, but again, that's a strong raya to the Aruch, which you have to get out of. And there are others. Tonight, let's focus on, depending on how much time we have, let's focus on one of his other rayas. Look at Packet 28. There's a Mishnah in Kilayim, which he quotes. We skipped 26 and 27, I think, because the last year I wanted to do this with you. Says the Mishnah in Kilayim, Moch Reksus, Moch Rin Kedarkan. Let's say somebody is a clothing salesman. So he has a lot of clothing, and he's a traveling salesman, and how is he going to shlei? Let's say he was walking with his stuff from place to place, from city to city. So how is he going to get his stuff from one place to another place? Instead of just holding everything in bags, sometimes he used to put everything on. So mochrei ksus, but what's the problem? The problem is that some of what he is selling is shatnez. He's selling to non-Jews also. He can't sell shatnez to Jews, but non-Jews are allowed to wear shatnez, right? It's not one of the Sheva mitzvahs. So some of the shatnez is not aser b'hanah, it's just aser to wear. You can benefit from shatnez, not an iser hanah. So he has all this clothing that he's selling, but he puts it on either to carry it, to make it easier for carrying, or to model it. Isn't that mannequin? See, he's a mannequin. So he models it. So the Mishnah says, mochrei ksus mochrin kedarka, and he's allowed us sell this stuff and wear it in the normal way. Ubilvad shelo yiskavnu b'chamam b'pnei akrama ubikshamim mipnei hagashamim. As long as when he wears it, he doesn't have kavanah to get protection from the elements from these clothing, to get shade in the summer and to get protected from the rains in the winter. That's what the Mishnah says. Mishnah says as long as he doesn't have that kavanah, it's mutter. What does the Aruch say when you see this Mishnah? What are you talking about, the Rosh Hashanah? It's a psik reisha. You're wearing it. So you have kavanah to get protection, you're getting protection. Psik reisha. Says the Aruch. Ah, right to me. Psik reisha to lo nichale, or the lichlas lay. As long as you don't care, you're not trying to get the protection, mutter. Sorry for banging. I forgot the. Says the Aruch, that's mutter. That is the shita of the Aruch, and this is one of his strongest rayas. Our job tonight is to figure out ways to get out of this raya. So what do we say? How could we try to get out of this raya? Yeah.
Are we applying segregation by non-Shabbos?
Yes. We are applying segregation by non-Shabbos context. We just had it in the. There are a number of cases we discussed in the past, but there's another case by Nazir. The Mishnah in Nazir says a Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair in the normal way with regular brushes. Why? Segregation. Just like we can't brush our hair on Shabbos in the normal way because it's going to take out hairs, that's the melacha of gozes. So too, a nazir, it's also for him to cut his hair, right, besides Tommy Mason wine, hair, so he can't brush his hair. I totally nothing to do with Shabbos. But that's psikresha, but outside of Hilchos Shabbos. So psikresha, Dabar Shem Miskavim, apply outside of Hilchos Shabbos. They might not be exactly the same, but the concept definitely applies. Okay, but why does that? But why? That's segregation. Segregation means you don't have kavana. But here's lo echbaslei. We'll agree to that. It's lo echbaslei. But Rov Rishonim say lo echbaslei is still usser. And here it says it's mutter as long as you don't have kavana to get protection from the elements. Why is it mutter? We pass on the answer. Yeah. So this is something that we have to work on. So we're going to have three different approaches in the Rishonim already. How to get out of this problem? Because again, Rov Rishonim do not agree with this. Yeah. He specifically has kavana not to get hana. Let's say.
So why isn't that? I mean,
that's even segregation is a little nichole. I don't want the wine to spill on the floor. It's still usher, Midi Rabbanan. Even if you don't want something, it's still usher.
Right, but segregation
Okay, well, we talk about that. What's the lumdus behind segregation? It's as if you had kavana, or it's just connected actions. So you're saying lo nichale, you're right, lo nichale works better according to the maisa approach, connected actions, than the kavana approach. That's true. But either way, forgetting the reasons, we say it's aser. So the question is, why would this be mutter? So, first approach, which basically denies the question, and that's based on a Tosfos in Shabbos Adaf Chavtesima base. Which is the you have it in your packet on page 2a. Tosfos mission is quoted there. Tosfos says a simple answer. Ubavashli is kavin b'chama b'nei achama ubeinyan de lo havi psik resha. You have to say it's the type of case that's not a psik resha. Kagon shu lavish babusha machirim lahagin alav b'nei acham b'nei atzina. It must be he's wearing layers. He's right. He's wearing layers. And if he's wearing layers, really, he gets protection enough from the other clothing. And if he puts this on, it really doesn't add anything. And it's not a psik resha that these are going to protect him somehow. Even though you might say, well, how is it possible? Either way, we know what the conceptual idea of Tosfos is. He denies no lumdus. Just say it's not a psik resha. That's it. Okay, but still, even if you have another hadas, the question was, but still on this hadas you're being misakin. Still have to give an explanation for that. But here, Tosfos is saying, even in wearing this clothing is not a psikration to get protection. Whatever the mitzvah is. Is that, according to Tosfos, hana'ah seems to be part of the definition of Isser of Kelayim. Yes, which hopefully if we have time, we'll talk more about that. Yes. Sounds like from Tosfos, because according to Tosfos, Michael is asking, but you're still wearing Kelayim. So who cares if the Isser of Kelayim is just pure wearing, then it still should be Usser. You're still wearing it even if it's the tenth layer. But it sounds like from Tosfos, which we're going to get to another Rishonim as well, maybe Hana is an element that's part of the definition of Kelayim. That's one approach. Then we have a second approach. And this is, first, we'll say it. It starts with, it's based on a Ran in Chulin. Based on a Ran in Chulin. What does the Ran in Chulin say? Let's first see the Gemara in Chulin. Okay, it's a very important Gemara halacha lemaisa for Hilchas Kashrus, for cooking in ovens nowadays. But we'll see where it starts. Says the Gemara. This is called the Bas Tiha Gemara. The Bas Tiha Gemara. What's the Bas Tiha Gemara? Samach Levim Abayz. If you look at the fifth line, Bas Hai Bas Tiha. What is it? Bas Tiha. So if you look in the Rashi, on the second line in Rashi, Bas Tiha, Nakav Nokvim B'Mugufas Chavis, I'm on page 2b now. 2b, Lahariya Chasayayin, Lobotko Im Yachol Lehiskayim. A Bas Tiha is a barrel of wine, and they used to put a hole in the top of the barrel, to be able to smell in it, to see if the wine is still good. That's a Bas Tiha, so you have a barrel of wine. So the person is busy smelling this barrel of wine. So says the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Sixth line on the Gemara. Line six. Obi kochavim bi Yisrael shafer dami. A non-Jew smelling a Jew's barrel of wine, there's no halachic problem with that. What would be the halachic problem? What would be the problem? Problem is with something, maybe this would you consider the guy moving, the guy moving wine. Yai nesach stam yenam. But the Gemara says, a non-Jew smelling this wine is not a problem. But the other way is potentially a problem. Yisrael b'dobi kochavim. Can a Jew smell the guy's wine? Yai nesach is usser. Bahana'a, as we'll see. Can a Jew smell a guy's wine? That's the machlokas. Abaya amar usser, rava amar mutter. Abaya amar usser, why is it usser? Recha milsahi. Recha, the reyach, the smell, the scent. Milsa is halachically significant. And therefore, when you smell it, the pasha of the Gemara is when you smell it, you're getting hana. And therefore it's Asr. Now let him get benefit from Yain Nesach. We'll see if that's the only way to read the Gemara in a minute. But it's Asr. Again, Recha Milsa. This is the issue of steam. And it's Recha and Zeya are the two issues of cooking in an oven. Rava Amar Mutter. Rava says, no. Recha La Milsa. Recha is not Milsa. It's not halakhically significant. And therefore you're allowed to smell the wine. Fine. Amar Rava. Rava says, Mina Amina La, so we have to read a couple more lines to see where the Ran comes in. Mina Amina La, Recha, Lav Klumhu. Rava says, how do I know that Recha is not significant? It's non. It says, Tanar Sheisiku Bakamun Shel Truma. Let's say you have an oven that you heated with firewood of Truma. Va'afa Boasa Pas. And you put bread in this oven that you heated with Truma. So in other words, the scent, the smell of the Truma wood is going up into the bread. So the bread smells like truma wood. The Gemara still says a pas muteris. No problem, the bread is still mutter for Yisrael. Lefisha ain't tam kamon ala recha kamon. It's only reyach, it's not tam. Even though it smells like it and it might taste like it, but it's really there's no tam. That's A. V'yabaya, shiny asa demikli yisure. Rabbi said, no, that's different because it's getting burned up as it is imparting the smell. Therefore, that case is different. But let's do the next few lines, because that's the significant part where the rhyme comes in. Amar of Mari Kitanoi. Maybe it's a machlokas tanoim, whether Recha is Milsa or not. Not just a machlokas Abayin Rava, but a machlokas tanoim. Kitanoi, line 15. Haroda pascham of anasna pichavish shal yayin shal truma. Picture a barrel of wine, of truma wine. You put a hot, just out of the oven chala on top of the barrel. Steaming hot chala. So what's going to happen? The fragrance of the wine is going to go into this chala of truma. So it says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Oser, Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Meir Osers the chala for the Yisrael, and Rabbi Yehuda Matirs it. So what's behind that machlokes? Assumes the Gemara, Our case, Recha Milsa or not. If you say Recha Milsa, then you can say that the Chal is Aser. If you say Recha Lam Milsa, it's going to be Mutzer. That's the Gemara. Now let's see the Ran on this Gemara. The Ran is a very important Chiddush on this Gemara, and then we're going to relate this Chiddush to our discussion of the Arach. The next page, page 3. This is the Ran and Chulin. The Ran and Chulin talks about the Bas Tiha case. The Ran first quotes what Bas Tiha is, and look at the last wide line on top, in the middle. Abaya Amar Asa Recha Milsahi. So now the Ran says, against how we interpreted the Gemara, Lav Mishum Hana'a Derecha Pligi I Mitzra Olo. This machlokas between Abaya and Rav, Abaya says it's Asr because of Recha Milsa, is not because of an Isr Hana'a, that the wine is Asr Hana'a because it's Yain Nesach. That's not it. De Ukimna Hasa B'Gemara Pultai with Abaya Rava Kitanoi. Because as we just read, the Gemara parallels the machlokas between Abaya and Rava to a machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya Haroda Paschava V'Nasal Pichavish Al Yain Shal Shruma Remeir Ozer B'Yudha Matir. It parallels it to the machlokas by the Shruma case. The Abaya Kremeir B'Rava Kreb Yehuda. The Hacha, it says the Ran, like a Lameimer Demishim Hana'a Milsahi. You can't say this is a discussion of Isser Hana'a. Because you know why? The Hana'a the Shruma Sharia. V'Rashayhu L'Hariachba. Because there's a parallel to Shruma. And the Yisrael is allowed to smell Shuma. Shuma is not Aser B'Hana'ah. So the discussion in the Gemara can't be about Isurei Hana'ah. Oh, it's Aser for the Jew to smell the wine because it's Aser to Yayin Esa because it's Aser B'Hana'ah. Just like, it can't be because the Gemara parallels it to Shuma, and Shuma is not Aser B'Hana'ah to a Jew, to a Yisrael. So that can't be the reason. So just to foreshadow a minute, the Ron's going to end up saying the whole machlokas is whether when you put your nose on the barrel, does the wine enter in, and that is really like drinking. And it's more than Hana'a. That's what the Ron is going to end up saying in a few lines. That it's not an issue of Isra Hana'a, it's about whether this Recha is Kishti or not. But that's not the part that's important for us is even before that. The Ode, line 12, says the Ran, another reason why you can't say it's a machlokas about Isurei Hana'a, the Hakayim Lunk Reb Shimon, Davar Davar Shimon Miskayim Mutter. We don't like Reb Shimon anyway, says the Ran. So how could anybody say it's usher to smell this wine? You're smelling the wine in order to see if the wine is still good. Davar Shimon Miskayim, right? You're not smelling it to get Hana'a from the wine. You just want to see if it's still good. What's the Kasha? What's going to be the Kasha? You're smelling the wine and you want to see if it's still good. But what, Lamaisa, what's happening? You're getting Hana'a. It's mutter. Right, it says in Psachim that right, it's Dorashin and Miskavin is mutter. When you smell this barrel of wine, you only want to smell it to see if it's good. You don't want to smell see if it's kept. Not that you want to get Hana'a from the wine. But what's the obvious kasha? And this is the key line for us why we did this whole thing. Psikresha. What do you mean? You don't have kavana to get Hana'a from the wine. You're definitely going to get Hana'a from the wine. You're smelling it because you want to see if it's still good. But of course you're going to get Hana'a. Here's the line. The Chitema, line 17. Sorry? Right, but even if it is good, you're not going to be chayim for the Hana'a. The Chitema, psikresha, hu v'kayim lo demodi rav shimei psikresha v'lo yamos. I psikresha. Here's the key line of the run. Lesa. No, there's no psikresha here. Why? De le'inyin Hana'a v'adai, afagav da'avi psikresha, sharya. Says the Ran, the concept of psikresha does not apply to Isurei Hana'a. That's the chiddush of the Ran. Where does the concept of psikresha apply? To malachas on Shabbos, A. B. It applies to Isurei Achila. If there's a certain type of case of psikresha of Isurei Achila, then also it'll apply to psikresha will apply to it. But when it comes to Isurei Hana'a, unless I have kavana to get the Hana'a, it's not going to be usher. Any Isur Hana'a. Let's see, Yisr Hana'a of Basa B'Khalaf. Basa B'Khalaf, I walk into a McDonald's to use the bathroom. I am going to smell the tray food as I go in there. Isn't that a psikresha? How can you go in there? The Ran says, no. Yisurei Hana'a, the psikresha does not apply. You have to have kavana to be chai for Yisurei Hana'a. And what's his raya? This is where we come into our issue. What's the raya that's true? Our mission in Kilayim. That's how he answers the Aruch. The Aruch says, psikresha. Most of the Ran says, no, that's Yisurei Hana'a. The concept of psikresha doesn't apply to Isurei Hana'a. Darmina Hasa Mokri says Mokri Darkam Bachi Yichavda Bacham Nechama Ubiksham Nechamim. Line 24. Bahasam Bade Matale Hana'a. You're getting Hana'a, you're wearing the clothing. El Tekiva Tzolom Machavin La Lo Chashvina La Midzi. That's the Chiddush of the Ran. That's approach number two that we have to answer the Kasha of the Aruch. The Aruch says, isn't that Mishnah Kalayim Arai to me? Psikresha Lo Nichalei is Mutter. First answer was Tosfos. No, it's not Psik Reisha. Second answer is the Ran. The Ran says, no, the Kaz of Psik Reisha doesn't apply to Isuri Hana. Oh, and obviously, Hana is an element of Kilayim. But Mark Hasha now is, what's the Svara for the Ran? Why should this be true? Psik Reisha is Psik Reisha. Psik Reisha is, if you do an Isur, Vadai, even if you don't have Kavana for it, Rabbi Shimon, everybody agrees, Psik Reisha is a Chayiv. Why should Isuri Hana'a make a difference? That's the question. So feel free to suggest. But we're going to see an approach from Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher. If somebody did not have Kavana to do the Isur, that's a Shogeg. That's different. Davishin Miskavan is different than Shogeg. If they ate something that was not kosher without knowing that it wasn't kosher, that's called a shogeg. You did a mais aveira. You had full kavana. You just didn't know that you were doing an aveira. But let's say it's Pesach and you're passing the Pogrom Sachav says you're going home and you have to pass a non-kosher bakery on your way home. And it smells, the odor wafts. Oh, it's yummy. So you have to walk by there. Chametz is asur banah. Right? So how could you walk by this? So let's say if you don't have kavana for it, and you just walk by straight, even if you get Hana, says the Ran, it's still mutter, because the concept of segregation doesn't apply to Isur Hana. You can't say the same thing as, you know, I have to plow my fields. You know, I don't have Kavanah to plow my fields. You know, the concept of segregation doesn't apply to Lecha Shabbos, but it does not apply to Isur Hana. The question is, why not? How do I know the why not? If I smell it. Oh, because you're saying it's not a Psik Reisha because maybe the wine's spoiled and you won't get any Hana from it. Okay, that relates to a concept that's called Suffolk Psik Reisha. Meaning, what if there's a discussion in the Taz? Let's say you're just not sure of a previous Mitzius, like opening the fridge. You're not sure if the light's on. Is that Psik Reisha? That's called Suffolk Psik Reisha. That this usual Psik Reisha is I'm not sure about a future event. I don't know if my dragon and bench will cause holes. But like you said, maybe. And there's another answer that you could say. I never thought of that answer. Very good. Maybe another answer to answer up the wine case at least. That's not a Psik Reisha because you might not get the Hana. That doesn't work by the Kilayim case though. If that's the answer for the wine case, okay. But if you know you're going outside and the Gemara says you have Kavana, meaning you don't know if it's going to rain, you don't know if it's going to be cold or something. Okay. Ram say, but the Mishnah uses the Lashon as long as you're right. But Echinami, that's a nice way to read the wine case. That could have been a different answer. The Ran didn't give that answer. The Ran gave his answer, and now we have to figure out what the star for the Ran's answer is. So now you're saying not like the Ran. We're about to say what's the star for the Ran. Right, or Hana. Yeah, it's a Drabanan, probably. So it's a kind of, with the Segregation applies to be Surah Drabanan, it's a separate issue. But again, let's focus on the Ran first. So what's the Svar for this? Why shouldn't Segregation apply to Isuri Hana? And even before we give this answer, there seems to be the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss answered a different Kasha on the Ran. A Kasha on the Ran from another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says as follows. Let's say I make a neder. Where's the Gemara? If you look on page 4, the second column on top, this is from the Minchas Asher on Masechta Shabbos. You quote the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on the third line. Hamuder hanoa mimayan asur litfo bo b'yemos hachama. Let's say I walk past a spring of water and I make a neder not to benefit from that spring. Muder hanoa mimayan. I make a neder on muder hanoa. Says the Gemara, you're not allowed to go into the mikveh there. Let's say you're covenant to go into the mikveh. I'm Tommy, I want to go into the mikveh. You're not allowed to go into there in the summer. What do you mean you don't have kavana? Why? Because you're cooling off. You're schwitzing. Right? You're schwitzing, you're going into the water, so you're not allowed to go in. You're mudra anah from it. You can't get any enjoyment from it. Even though your kavana is to become tahar. That's what the Gemara says. Ask the Minchas Asher, that's an Isuri Hana. Right? You were mudra anah from this water, the place of water, and it's asur. Psik Reisha doesn't apply to Isuri Hana. So A, what's the Svara for the Ran? And B, how does he answer up this Gemara? That's where the Minchas Asher is coming from. So, says the Minchas Asher. Here we go. He has two formulations. And then we'll get to the answer. Two formulations of what the svara for the Ran might be. Let's go to line 27. He quotes it from other Achronim. The Alkachan Sarach Lomar Al Piyam Avur B'Shar Yosher. That's Rosh Shimon Shkap. V'chein V'kobet Shiurim Sachim. De Be'emes Kol Isurei Hanah Shebatorah Ein Hagdaras Isuran Etzem HaHanah HaMagiyah La'Adam. When the Torah says something is Asur B'Hanah, the Torah is not saying the mitzius, the reality of getting benefit, that's what's asur. That's not what the Torah means. When it says, this is asur b'ana, it doesn't mean the reality of you getting benefit, that's what's asur. It's deeper than that. Ela hishtamshus ha'adam b'hem lahana aso. The Torah asurs the hishtamshus with the hana. If we could define what you're doing as getting usage out of the hana, being mishtamish with the hana, that's the isser of hana. It's not the mitzias of getting hana, but it's the hishtamshus of the hana. V'im et. Okay? So says Rav Ash. What's bothering you? If you say that the isser, when the Torah says this is asur b'hana, it means that mitzias, you can't ever get hana from this item, then the Ran doesn't get off the ground. It's psik ratio, and you're getting hana l'maisa. But says Rav Asher Weiss, maybe what the Torah means by this is asur b'hana, it means you are not allowed to be defined as somebody who's being mishtamish with this hana. You're not allowed to be defined as somebody who is using this hana, using this pleasure. If that's what the isser is, so then now we have a Pesach to understand the Ran. The Ran, what is using hana? It could be, says the Minchas Asher, that only if you have kavana to use, get pleasure from the hana, do you define that as ishtamshus b'hana. He says, the Al Karchach, line 36, Al Karchach, the gam hana ina asura elakashiba al yidei maisa adam biyazmato. It could be that even isuri hana from the Torah is only usur when it comes through man's own initiative. The afsha in sarach daf to maisi yadayim. You don't have to do an action. Mikomakom beina shahana tabalo al yado v'lo me'atzmo. It has to be that you are getting hana because of your own kavana. That's what an isur of hana is in the Torah. It's hishtamshus b'hana. It's not just the reality of getting hana. If that's the case, then we understand the Ran. That the Ran says that when is something called hishtamshus b'hana, when you have kavana to get the hana. That's why the principle of segregation might not apply to Isurei Hana. It applies to Isurei Malacha, because what's the Isurei Malacha? You can't do the act, period. But by Isurei Hana, if you say, it's an assumption, but if you assume that when the Torah answers something by Hana, it means you can't get Hishtamshus from that Hana, so then that's why segregation wouldn't apply, because segregation is assuming that even if you don't have Kavana, but maybe that whole idea doesn't get off the ground when it comes to Isurei Hana. That is one idea that he suggests. So how does it answer up? That's why he has a second approach. This is a great approach, but it doesn't help with the Mayan case. Right? Still, if you jump, so according to this, if you jump in the water, so you're not being mishamish with it. You have come on it to become tar. So he didn't answer that. So then he has a second approach. And that is if you turn the page for a minute. Turn the page for a minute to the continuation of the Minchas Asher. And he says that the Yesh Lahatim, on line 20, maybe there's another formulation that I could say. The ain iser bipsik resha elakishain sara kavana elalyachis as a maisa la osehu. The concept of the psik resha works when all you need is to connect the action to the doer. The lasis lo tokef maisa ha adam. And to connect this action to say the person did it. Ubazemahani psik resha. Avo bahana de bil adi kavanaso lehanos in hanaso shlema. It doesn't work. But if your hana is not full or complete, then it doesn't work. In other words, let me say this outside, then we'll explain it. Says the Minchas Asher, maybe by, you know what the difference is by Isuri Hana? Because if you don't have kavanah to get the hana, you don't get the full pleasure. Let's say you're walking by that bakery. And this is what the Maram Chalava, one of the Rishonim, says in Pesachim. Let's say you walk by a non-kosher bakery. And it's chum, it's Pesach. And you're not allowed to smell the rolls. Chum is also by hana. So when you walk by straight, don't you smell the rolls? You smell them. It's a mitzias. But that's, you can't eat it either, but this is just the smell of it. So you walk by straight, you smelled it, you got a certain level of pleasure. Fine. Well, let's take another case. You walk by there, and as you walk by there, you go... You breathe in. Says the Menachas Asher, that's Hana Shlema. By Isur, by Hana, by pleasures in life, if you don't have Kavana to get the pleasure, it's not complete pleasure. You're not going to get the complete pleasure. By smells, for sure. Unless you imbibe that smell, it doesn't like go to your kishkas. When you go, that's a smell. So says the Menachas Asher, maybe that's why Psegresha doesn't apply by Isur Hana. Because what's Psegresha? Psegresha means I'm doing this act Vada, I'm doing the Isur. So I connect the Isur to me. But maybe by Isur Hana, what's Psegresha? I didn't have Kavana. But by the fact you didn't have Kavana, so that's a lack in your Hana. You didn't get full Hana. But if you don't have Kavana, like in the smelling case, if you didn't get full Hana, you can't see your Chayiv. That's why the concept of Psegresha doesn't apply by Isur Hana. There's one more minute. And then he adds, maybe with this idea, maybe I can explain the jumping in the water case in the Mayan. Because if you're schwitzing and sweaty, it doesn't, and it's a hot, boiling hot day, it's 100 degrees outside, it doesn't matter what your kavanah is. My kavanah is only to get tahar. When you jump in, you get full hana. You're cooling off. You feel great. It doesn't matter if you have kavanah for tahara. So that case is unique. Because usually by smelling, by other types of hana, if you don't have kavanah for the hana, you don't get full hana. That's why the concept of segregation doesn't apply. Masha'enkein in the rechitza case, cooling off in cold water. Let's say somebody's boiling hot and somebody throws them into the shower. Somebody throws cold water on them. So they're upset that their clothes are wet. But they're still happy. They cooled off. So that case of Hanah is different because there, that's Hanah Mushlemes, even though you didn't have Kavanah for it. So that's his second suggestion for interpreting why the Ran says what the Ran says. But again, what do we have so far? This is all a second approach. How do you deal with the Mishnah in Kilayim if you don't want to say like the Aruch? Remember the Mishnah in Kilayim says the Mokrei Ksus could wear the clothing of Shatnez as long as they have Kavanah not to get benefit protection. So Aruch says, hey, Segregation of Lemichalei is Mutter. That's a riot to me. So the other Rishonim say, no, what are you talking about? We hope Segregation of Lemichalei is Aser. So how do you get out of the Raya? Number one, we said Tosas and Shabbos Chavtas. It's not Segregation. You're wearing other layers. Answer number two was this Ran in Avodah Zarah. The Ran says that there is no concept of Segregation by Yisurei Hana. We just gave two interpretations, the Svara for that Ran. Do you say because Yisurei Hana is defined as Hishtamshus Bahana, not just the Isur of getting Hana itself, A? Or B, do you say that unless you have Kavana, you don't get the full Hana, you don't get Hana Mishlamas? And the second answer helps us out with the Mayan case, the second Svara. But that is all approach number two in terms of answering the Mishnah according to the other Rishonim against the Aruch. Sorry? So why are you walking by the second time? That's what the Gemara Pesachim talks about. If you have to get back to work, if you don't have a... But if you're walking around, but you're just playing games, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows why you're walking around, you got to know why. So then it's going to be Usher. I mean, you might get a straw. If you have to walk, that's what the Gemara Pesachim says. If you don't have a choice, you can walk by 10 times a day. Let's say you have to go to work, you have to... So that's... Because you're, but each time you walk by, you're not going to go. You're not going to get that Hanom Shlamas. You know it's there, but still, as long as you don't have that Kavana. In a finam, I understand your question, but... But it's being hot and being in water, that's full. There's nothing more Hanom that you could get. The smell, in a finam, I understand. It's, why should the first and second time be different? Just because you know about it beforehand. Oh, but his issue is that, no, even if you know about it totally, if you know about it totally, still. So you're saying, even in the water, you won't enjoy it as much. Okay, I understand. Okay, in a finami, I understand the question. But this is his approach, yeah. No, but if something is asr b'hanah, you can't even smell it. Forget about eating. Eating might be asr like hummus. It's asr b'achila and it's asr b'hanah separately. The separate isr hanah, separate from the eating of the bread. Isr achila, there's a question whether isr achila and isr hanah are connected to each other. There's a Rambam in Zachas Krisis that talks about it. But that's a separate issue. What are we doing about that? We... and try to assume that people are coming. Two or three people are coming to Kafamayr. I think Michael said he was going to bring Ariel. I think that's already 9. Right, so that's call David or Mayor or something. Okay, just one more approach, and then we'll stop. A third approach: how do you get out of this Mishnah in Kelayim? And this is an approach that's said by the Ramban. Turn a couple of pages. Page number eight, the bottom left of the page, says the Ramban. Umayshahite Reb Shimon Lamochre Ksus Lobosh Kelayim Mishum. And the Ramban has just said that Sikrashal Nichli is Asur Midrabanan. So how do I get out of that Mishnah Kelayim? So says the Ramban, that which the Reb Shimon was Matir Mochre Ksus to wear, Mishum Dolo Asra Torah Ela Malbush Shestomo Lahana'a. Aval Kishain Lo Imenu Hana'a Lav Malbushu Ela Masui Ba'alma. Says the Ramban, tremendous chiddush, which is similar to what Michael picked up in Tosas before. It's a chiddush in the shatnez itself, in Isra of Kelayim. The Isra of Kelayim is not just about wearing something. It's about wearing something that's halachically called a malbush, called clothing. If you put something on, not as clothing, but to carry something, to model something, that's not the Isra of Kelayim. So it doesn't forget the whole sugi of Sikresha. This is the Chiddush in Kelayim. The Isra of Kelayim, Shanis, only applies if you have Kavana for it to be a Malbush. But if you don't have Kavana for it to be that Malbush, you have Kavana for it to be a Masu, you're putting it on for modeling, so then that's the Chiddush, so then that's not the Isra of Kelayim. So that's the, again, this is, and it says a lot of Nafkaminas, meaning for Kelayim, if you say this, like carrying things that are Kelayim, and just walking around with them, putting them on your back to trying them on for somebody else. But this is the third approach. How do you get out of that mission in Kelayim? If you don't want to say like the Aruch, so we had the Aruch approach, we had Tosfos, we had the Ran, and two ways to explain the Ran, and we had the Ramban. These are the three ways to get out of the Raya, assuming like we hold to Gracious of Nichole being Usher. Okay, again, there's a lot more to discuss, but we'll stop here, and Beit Hashem, we'll pick up at some point in the future.